Boris, can you also fill in your room and play?
Hi, this is John with Local Splash. How's everything going today?
Hey, everything's fine. He got me over to you so I could get pricing. Just to cut to the chase, I've got a lot on my plate. I've got two businesses I run. So we have our Facebook marketing set. I'm just curious what the bottom line monthly looks like for first page Google SEO looks like, and that's about it. So
okay. Do you mind if I ask, are you – yeah, and that's what I was going to say. On Facebook, are you managing it yourself, or is it something that
I have somebody managing it for me. She does all of our ads. She does our Facebook page and her interaction. She interacts with all of – she's on it every day.
So, nice. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
she's awesome.
And then when it comes to first page placement, what service area are you looking for? I see Woodlands, Texas. How far are you looking to reach?
Woodlands, Spring, Humble, Kingwood, Willis, Conroe, Splendora, Cleveland, Cypress, Tomball, Magnolia, Montgomery, and New Caney, Porter, pretty much everything from 249 to, 90, I would say, from east to west, and then all the way up to Livingston.
Okay. And then as far as, going towards Houston, I'd say the furthest south you're going is, the tollway. Is that right?
Yeah, Beltway. We don't really like doing anything
Beltway.
On the other side of the Beltway. We'll do installs and project service calls, just clog the toilet or things. We're not going into Houston for that. It's just
right.
Too far out of our service area, and just not
makes sense.
What we want to target.
So basically, it's a month-to-month program. Again, you know the drill, first page placement. And is anyone optimizing for you right now or no?
No, so here's the other thing. We're a family business, and I office out of my home, so I don't have a physical location for my Google My Business. I just have our
that's
home
fine.
Address, and I know that's kind of an issue for that.
It
so,
really
isn't
when you have a team like us who knows how to set it up, so that's fine. Last question is we include a website. It can be under the same domain. Do you love your website, or do you want us to have an optimized
one? We are about to, I hate our website, but we already hired somebody, and we're launching our new website July 1.
Okay, so you've already paid for it. Nice.
Already taken care of that. Mm-hmm.
So that being said, then you're saving us a lot of trouble. So, again, round numbers, we typically have a setup fee. In this case, we don't have to do a setup fee because we're not doing any hefty programming like a new website. So grand total, it's a month-to-month program, and if just for Google optimization, is $199 a month.
Okay.
And then you choose whatever keyword you want, and then you get the full analytics, all the normal back-end stuff, like a automated review prompt, so that way you or your Facebook team can just send out text messages or emails after you service someone saying leave a review here, because as you know, the real thing and goal on Google to make sure you have longevity is to start counting, picking upwards on those review counts and whatnot.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 1 year, July 1st, and I think we've got 97 Google reviews so far, so not too bad.
Let me see, where are you at then when I look at plumbers?
We're in Spring, Texas.
No. I'm looking at plumbers and Woodlands because that's where the Woodlands is your home base, or is it Spring?
Spring is actually our home base. Our guy who set up our website when we first started put the Woodlands. But our office and home base is Spring, Texas, 77386. But like I said, we service all.
Gotcha. I'm curious, your situation is such low-hanging fruit because the fact of the matter is the fact that you're not showing up on first page in Spring or surrounding areas, that's it's kind of an atrocity because you're so much stronger than a lot of these other people who are on first page. I'm guessing no one just really optimized you to Google, huh?
Well, You know, and we didn't, and we didn't really focus on that because I told you 249. I meant 290. We go out to 290 because we do Waller and,
sure.
Hockley and all that area too. So anyways, I'm a commercial insurance agent and I've networked in the Spring Woodlands. Oh, excuse me one second. My children are home. Boys, go in your room and play or we're putting that up. I have to work, guys. Jack and Declan, you got 5 seconds to do what I told you. Excuse me 1 second, please.
You're fine. Thank you.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
Giving my 5-year-old.
This is the benefit of working from home, right?
Oh, is it? Is it the benefit? Is it really? Well, more like a punishment. No, I'm just kidding. So, I've networked and built my book of business for, gosh, almost a decade in the Spring Woodlands area. And so when we launched our business, I mean, I had an army of an army of a network of people that supported us.
Yeah,
on
it's
day
like
one.
It's like the Rolodex, the in-person Rolodex. I like it.
Yeah, exactly. And we all know referral business is the most profitable marketing.
Sure,
so that's
sure.
all we did. And I mean, I haven't looked at our latest analytics, but I mean, we did about 600,000 our first year, and that was when we started with just my husband as a plumber and the master, and then. At month 5, we hired the next plumber, and then at month, we hired an apprentice in February, and then we hired our 4th licensed plumber June 1. So, you know, we've got 4 trucks on the road, and we've done all that growth just through social media marketing, and it's been great. I mean, I'm not adverse to the first page placement. I'll just tell you, my biggest apprehension is all my years of working with business owners, because I'm a commercial insurance agent, and having every single one of them bitch and complain about how much money they wasted on SEO and blah, blah, blah. And I know different companies have different veracity and different capabilities, but that's really why I didn't focus on it in the beginning, was because we already had, I mean, the word of mouth, the plumbers in our area hate us because they feel like we just took over the market overnight, and we kind of did. But we've been planting those seeds for so long through other networking. But I mean, $199 a month sounds attractive. We could swing that. So, but how long does it take for us to get on the first page? And when you say first page, do you mean first 5, first 10?
Well,
what does that look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, so basically in your situation, you're what we call the unicorn, right? Where you have such a strong presence online, you just no one
uh-huh.
no one did the programming part, right? And no one
right.
no one who has like connections to Google like us, like had alerted Google, hey, we're partnered with them and we're going to push them to the top. And so in your case, like, I'm just going to walk you through people in your supposed home base, the Woodlands, and this is who is at the top of the list, who's not paying per click. 5.08 reviews, 4.9, 40 reviews, 4.9, 292 reviews, so finally someone who's at your level. 5.0, 10 reviews, 3.8, 49 reviews. Like, it's just so easy to get you
to
the top.
Like, even Burke's family, and they're sponsored. Yeah, I don't want the sponsored. Is that going to look like we're sponsored to be on there?
No, sponsored is the pay-per-click, like how you do Facebook ads.
Yeah, I don't want
on
that.
Google, so.
I, no.
So we're not doing that. You don't need that. That's real. That's meant to vault someone higher. Because they don't have the strong review profile. Your review profile is so strong, all we have to do is just start the programming, and you're going to start seeing yourself just drive, like literally, like float to the top much more quickly than someone who had nothing, right? We work with a lot of clients who have no reviews, and we still push them to the first page and drive them upwards from there. Your situation, again, our promise time, just to let you know, in writing is always 30 to 45 days. That's just our standard promise time.
Okay.
In your situation, it should be faster, but you know, that's going to be what you get in writing is 30 to 45 days.
Yeah, it looks like we're at 98 reviews and 5.0. We've only had three four-star reviews, and one of them just didn't leave any comments. And then the two that did a four-star review was like, hey, great service, very professional, thought their price was a little high, but would use them again. And so we just responded and say, hey, we look forward to the opportunity to win that fifth star, Apple. Like, if you're going to hire us again, that's it up my
like there should be fives and ones, and that's it, right? Like ones that you know the occasional but like the four makes like the four is just like now you just put a like a target on your own back saying like, oh yeah, I'm just a jerk who only gives someone four.
Exactly, like okay, but I think of it, you take away a star because, you know, they left a mess behind. Like, hey, they were really professional and polite and they did a really good job, but they left a mess. That's four stars. Not like, hey, they told me the pricing and I agreed to it, but it made me sad. You know, like, what the fuck is that? So anyway. God, it was so irritating. I was like, seriously? But it's fine. I mean, I would rather it be a price issue because that's relative. Pricing is relative to every individual. So I'll take.
Not to mention, if they also established, I was happy with everything. It's like, so
exactly.
So you're a liar. You're either just a jerk or you're a liar because you clearly weren't happy with everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I would rather be because our pricing. My husband and two of my plumbers worked at Abacus. That's how they all met, being apprentices at Abacus. And
nice.
So we've known them for years and we are familiar with the, you know, the big brother, companies, and we know especially comparing to them, but even some of our other competitors who have been established for a long while, we're very modest in our pricing. So I just, it was whatever.
Gotcha.
All good.
Well, Abacus has a handful of reviews, huh? Well, they're only at 8,600 right now, you know?
Yeah, you know, whatever. And they also are a multi-billion-dollar company. Well, their parent company is the Rinse Group. My husband won. He was number one in the country out of 85 techs for sales in 2021. So out of 8,500 across the country. So
that's why it's easy to take over your small piece of the pie and your small piece of the neighborhood, right? Because of the reputation and obviously the work you've done. So, okay. So again, don't want to jump the gun here, Melissa. Let me know how you want me to move forward here. Again, it's a pretty simple process. If you do like everything and you want to make sure that, you know, or test it out, it's a month-to-month program and it just takes about 5 minutes to finish the setup here.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm interested to see, and I understand that it takes a little bit of time. Is there any, so once we get, is it truly month to month? And like, if, you know, after like 8 months, I'm like, hey, I'm still not like, I'm just not satisfied or whatever. Is there any cancellation fee? Is there any contract?
Correct. There's nothing that's a contract. We give you like terms and conditions just so that way you can see what you're agreeing to in writing, when we're done with the call. But as far as it being truly month to month, it could be slightly different if we were doing things like building a website for you, because that does involve like extra like programming, securing a domain, things of that nature. But since you've taken that all off our plate, really the main thing that we're doing is just the kind of core business offering of ours, where it's not any ancillary program. It's really just Google business profile management. And then, again, setting you up with that dashboard to help you prompt reviews a little more quickly when you're, your crews go out.
Yeah, as far as the reviews, we utilize House Call Pro software. Are you familiar?
Very familiar with that,
Yeah, so we use House Call Pro, and with every, after every job, our clients unless we designate for them not to be able to leave a review because they were a shithead. It doesn't happen often, but every once in a while, there's just a client that we really don't want your opinion because we can already tell it sucks. So,
you're like, we can tell you're going to be the 4.0 four-star review type of guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so we do try to mitigate
that a little
bit. Not a
movie critique here.
I know. So Housecall Pro does on our invoicing and our once we end our call and collect, they get a text notification with a direct link
nice.
To our Google page
right,
so
right.
there's a review.
That works well, and it just, I guess what we would do, it's just a secondary layer if you ever wanted to reprompt. But more importantly, it's not automated from us. It would be initiated from you if ever you want to send out our prompts. And the main thing you're going to get is analytics, right? Like you'll see how the keywords are
That's
performing
important.
That you choose and, you know, things of that nature.
Yeah. So my marketing manager, is going to be in the office this afternoon. Can we schedule a call like around 3 to get everything set? I got to tell you. So first of all, it's Laura Fisher. I think you said Melissa, so you might have the wrong file.
Oh, no, someone typed in Melissa. I'm so sorry, Laura.
It happened. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know because I'm the
great.
Roommate.
Now I'm getting a 4-star review. It's like, I like everything about John, but he called me Melissa. What a
No, listen, I might sound mean, but I've been in sales, God, for 20 years, so I'm the first to forgive on that. Hell, my dealership got my financing mixed up, and I've been making payments on my car for 3 months now to a non-existent account, but they're fixing it, so I'm okay. Like, as long as it's fixing, then I'm not mad. So everyone's human, right? I'm an insurance agent. I have insurance for that.
Exactly. Let me ask you this. Do you want to process it? Because we do an onboarding call. That's usually where the marketing managers step in. We can set that onboarding call for 3:00, like you said, and then really all I needed was about 3 more minutes just to do the initial processing of the order, and then all the like heavy lifting of what you want to be found for, what zip codes and things like that the marketing manager I'm sure would want to be more hands on with. We can set that up for 3, if that's easier for you.
Yeah, that's fine. So can the terms and conditions? Could you shoot that over to me? I'd like to review those before I get into bed with it.
Right. So once we process the order, that goes to you in writing. But basically, it's just walking through this that our promise time for Google first page placement is 30 to 45 days. If you opted into the website, like here's the terms and conditions associated with that. If you opted into Google pay per click ads, like the sponsored listings. Here's the TNC for that. So it has a lot of things that in this case would be almost most of it's not relevant to you. All it outlines is that the initial payment's $199. There's no setup fee. And then future payments are also $199. And it happens on the 25th of every month, assuming you're signing up today. So that's what's in writing as well, just to give you that second layer of understanding what we're offering and what we're providing. And the other thing that's indicating, too, is that just like any other Google channel partner, we cannot guarantee first page placement at, like, a certain level of listing. Now, the things we do guarantee is the effort to get you there and the success rate nationwide. We, to maintain our status as a premier channel partner, we have to have at least a 3 out of 4 success rate nationwide. And we have about 10,000 clients. So, you know, it is in our best interest to make sure we only promote one company per region. I'm sure Andrew mentioned that a little bit in the earlier stage of the call where we're not going to have cannibalization. So if we're pushing you to the top, you can rest assured we're not pushing someone else to the top.
You're not
going to
be hitting us and then, you know, Freedom Plumbing, which is one neighborhood over from us, basically.
Yeah, there's no benefit to our well-being to do that. Because if we put ourselves in a situation where there's more of a 50% success rate in a certain region like yours, and then we start multiplying that process nationwide, Google will just kick us off the platform, and then we lose everything. So it's just not a good game plan.
No, I get it. Okay. Sorry.
So if you do have the 5 minutes, and then we'll do the onboarding with the marketing manager at 3, is that okay? I just have to get a couple bits of information from you.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go.
Okay. So Laura, last name Fisher, best phone number that you want for us to contact you, is this number ending in 7200? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then outside of plumbing, plumbers, emergency plumbers, you do emergency plumbing as well?
We do. We do emergency plumbing. Are you looking for keywords?
Just a couple. And then the marketing manager is stepping in and do more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, that would be very high level, commercial plumbing, residential plumbing. We can
new construction.
New construction. New construction isn't so much of a buzzword that we need for Google because we really only target luxury custom builders, and we've got two on board now that we're exclusively working with. So, so really it'd be more about the residential servicing.
Okay. No worries. Well, just for now, I just chose plumbing, plumbers, emergency plumbing, plumbing installs, commercial plumbing, residential plumbing. Anything else right now?
Yeah. Repipe, water heaters, and AC condensation.
Tankless water heaters as well?
Yes. RO systems. Water filtration systems. Repipe.
Yeah, you said repiping, AC condensation, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Repipes and repiping, because people might put it in two different ways. Does it matter? I mean, is there a cost differential for the more keywords that we
put? Well, most of our clients usually set around like 2025. There's no real effort on our end. We just say a number just to give people kind of that self restriction because you don't want to be the guy who has like 100 keywords.
$10 keystroke.
All right. And then last couple things here. Hours of operation I already see online. We're just going to copy that, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be so our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, basically 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. But we are available by appointment on after hours and evenings for emergencies.
Okay.
People just want to pay extra for this amount at night.
So what you're listed online right now is 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Is that you want to just keep it like that? And then and you list emergency plumbing, people just call anyway, even if they see you're closed.
Yeah, they do. Yep. Had one last night.
And then you're not using anyone else for Google SEO, but you have a Facebook ad manager, ad and social media manager, right?
Yeah, it's actually my sister-in-law. She's a social media marketing. She works for a company, but she does all of our ad design, branding design. She does all of our Facebook and social media, LinkedIn, all that other stuff.
Gotcha. And then obviously you have the right licensing and insurance. The onboarding call, you said 3 o'clock today is when you want it, right?
Yeah, I think 3 o'clock today would be a good time.
But I'm putting here, you're not using us for Facebook, so that's okay. If ever you wanted to, obviously that is a secondary service
sure,
we offer, but
yeah.
I'm just putting no for now.
Yeah, she's already paid.
And
pretty decent salary, so.
I'm going to try to find, let's see if I can find your Facebook page. Okay, I see it there.
She is my marketing budget.
Right.
Yeah, we just got the LinkedIn started about a month or two ago, so we're getting freshly started on that, mainly because I never utilized it in my own business for years. I'm a one-trick pony. Like, Facebook was enough for me, and I all other social media makes me want to vomit, so I try to, but that's what she's all about, so.
Right.
But it's the way that's the way people are finding their services now, is going on their mom's page or their neighborhood page and say, hey, I need a plumber for this, who do you know? And, I mean.
That's the power of Facebook right now, and that's
why. Right now, yeah.
That's why we do a lot of Facebook ads for our clients. We used to do like stuff on IG, and then we also did like a couple of other things. But we noticed that people don't talk on those. Yeah, they'll see an ad, but there's no real networking on those. You're talking
exactly.
Like mothers groups and things like that.
Yeah, the mom groups have just, oh my God, and the fact that we're woman owned and all that jazz, it's just it's pretty gnarly. Like, because I've been in business long enough. 20 years ago, it was all about internet leads and Google ads and Google leads, and not that there's anything wrong with Google, but like when we got started, people kept asking me, you know, do you want to do Google ads and SEO? And I was like, no, like I don't need to. Facebook is free. I just got to pay somebody to manage it, and I'm already in a networking group. She's in a networking group, and that's all we've had to do. So it is literally the cheapest marketing out there. So,
yeah, that's why we push it on a lot of our clients, because a lot of people think, oh, I need to run Google ads, and we're like, you know, you really don't. If you run Facebook ads, the dollar goes a lot further.
Not for residential services. Residential services, people want, they want to be able to, you know, like, say, hey, my neighbor gave me your name. Like, they don't really, because they, and plus the popular, the community knows now that Google, that companies pay to be on Google, you know, so they know that. So they know it's almost like paid advertisement promoting themselves when they can go on Facebook and be like, hey, who do you trust for this? So not to knock Google, because the placement and then the visibility on Google, and people, most importantly, people want to go and look at your reviews and see if you're as good as everyone says you are. So the reviews are paramount. In my opinion, as a as an advertising major in college, and so, but I never did.
You're right that like Facebook works really well to get people's name out there when they're not Google prominent. And then like someone in your situation, you're Google prominent. It's like you make life easier. We try to help people become prominent on Google. In your case, you're prominent and not placed, which is like kind of a backwards way of making it easy on us to do it, right?
And I agree with you. We do need to get ourselves on, I mean, because they say, you know, somebody gets our name and then they're going to go Google, because my husband does this on everything. Somebody recommends somebody, the first thing he does is he Googles their business and looks at their reviews. He does that for everything.
Right.
And the reviews are important, but it would be nice if they go and put our name in or put plumbers and they see that we're one of the top listed in Google. So
exactly, because you're in a situation where you're like begging them to like, hey, look us up, please find us, because otherwise they're not just like stumbling across you right now.
Yeah, I think this is the last little link for our, you know,
To be fair to you, some of our clients will graduate from us. And what I mean by that is this, a situation like yours, we understand completely. That's why we don't have any like real like negative exit strategy for you, where it's just, you know, we can part ways at any time, because once we place you and we start making sure that you're prominent for all your keywords, what we're going to do is consistently work on that, of course. But at some point you might be like, you know what? I got first page everywhere. Let's stop this $200 a month investment and then see if anything changes. Cause you know, now that you've done what you said you do, we're good. That's okay too.
Well,
you know?
I appreciate that. It's always good to let a business owner that they have a way out. Cause I'll tell you what, the number of times that we've been almost, put into contracts without our knowledge about it, and it's infuriating. Like, you know, just be honest about that. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And like we say that all the time, like, good businesses will always, and ones that have their own reputation to uphold, like they'll also say, hey, if you exit, we will help you exit gracefully, you know, as opposed to you exit, like, you know, we're going to burn that bridge and never want to talk to you again. Like, that's just not good for business.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
So I did see on your website some of these city names. Let me know if there's anything else. I know Houston. I don't really want to put Houston, but we can. But on your website, I have. Okay, cool. So I have the Woodland, Spring, Conroe, Willis, Porter, Katy, Humble, Cypress, and Tomball. Anything else specifically city name that you want to list? Maybe we just wait for the marketing manager to see where you're running Facebook.
Let's wait for our 3 o'clock call.
Because you can choose zip codes too, right? Like, and you can really whittle that down if you
need to. Well, I'll have her start that list whenever she gets here at the house, and we'll get that going.
Okay. Last two things, and then we'll be done here. On your business profile, right, it doesn't have your physical address published, so just need your physical address, so that way we can inform Google that it's the same company that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but that's,
we're not publishing it.
Okay, it's 28861 Llano River Loop.
In Spring, Texas. Okay. So I'm going to just put there, and you prefer that we don't really try to change the address on your Google Business Profile. You like it where it's centered around the Woodlands, or do you want it centered around Spring?
I mean, I think that's...
Because it's either or. We can either not change it at all, or we can change it, and then they'll recenter your listing.
I mean, do you find it advantageous to change it or just leave it? I mean, I really don't have an opinion on that because I don't feel like I'm educated in what would be best. I want to just do what's most advantageous for the company.
Well, the way it looks like with the Woodlands, for example, right, they're slightly north. So if you want to stay there, that's fine. Where Spring, you know, you get that extra 5 to 10 miles south of reach. So if you think Spring is a good center point, then that's...
I mean, that is where we're located. So let's go with Spring. That's fine.
Okay. I'll put that in the notes here.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I've got my appointment just got here. Thank you very much. I'm getting
okay,
inside. Sorry.
Okay, we have about 2 more minutes. Is that okay?
I'm sorry, was that?
We have about 2 more minutes for the portion of this portion.
Hold on. Okay, John, hold on 1 second. Sorry.
No worries.
Thank you. Take you off the speakerphone. Gunner, lady, shut up. Stop. Sorry, I have a massage at home scheduled right now, so my wonderful massage therapist just got here, and now my dog is saying hi to her. Okay. Can you repeat that last bit one more time?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to hustle 2 more minutes, so that way you can get to the more important appointment. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, what's a good email for you so you can get everything that we talked about in writing?
It's Laura@FisherFamilyPlumbing.com. Hang on 1 second, John.
Okay. All right. Well, John just got here, and I'm trying to wrap up a call for our usual stuff. It's okay. All right. Okay. Love you. Okay. Bye.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No worries. Just
this is why I'm nonsense.
Right.
Sorry.
So what I was going to ask is, we do offer...
Go ahead.
We do offer a call tracking to where it's going to be a slightly different number on your Google Business Profile so you can see exactly how many calls are coming through from our efforts. If you don't want that because you love your phone number being more prominent, that's okay too. You're just going to have to trust us. So it's up to you if you want to.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Let's start it with just our number for now, just because, like I said, the visibility and the branding and our number being the one out there is the one I would prefer to have out there. So let's just stick with our number for now. And I understand that can skew the analytics a little bit and make it look like we're not getting a lot of calls from Google, but honestly, I don't give a shit. I just want to see our name on that first page. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, if you see it there, then that's the win we're looking for. I got it.
Because we're booked out 2 and 3 days every day. So, we're busy. And I'm actually about to have to hire another plumber, even though I just hired another plumber. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, and we just landed a luxury builder, and we're about to do a 16,000 square foot home. So we're good.
good for you. Nice.
Yeah,
okay,
thanks.
So last step here is we let you choose a security question in the event someone tries to call and say that they're local Splash, so there's no confusion here, Laura. So it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with Samson, first pet's name.
Okay, S-A-M-P-S-O-N, right?
Yeah, S-A-M-P-S-O-N.
Okay, great. All right, last thing, and then we'll do a recap here. What card did you want to put this on?
I'll put it on our my company card. Give me this second. All right, I've got it whenever you're ready.
Okay, and it's in the name of Laura Fisher and the company name, is that correct?
It's under Fisher Family Plumbing.
Okay. Oh, Fisher Family.
Yeah, and Laura Fisher, yeah. It's got both.
All right, ready whenever you are.
4460.
Okay.
6390.
Okay.
0133.
Yep.
0554.
And the expiration on the visa?
627.
And 3 digits on the back?
756.
Okay, everything's good there. All right, I'm going to send you a text message right now from our 877 number that just says, "Hi, Laura, this is John Ho with Local Splash," just so that way you have the 877 number handy.
Okay.
And then it has my extension as well. So if there's any reason you want to get a hold of me, you can go ahead and reach out to me directly through that. But the reason why I sent you that, that's the number that our onboarding team will be calling from. On the 3 o'clock call. Okay, so it's 877-635-6225. Did you just receive that?
I did. I got it.
Okay, cool. So that's the number we'll be calling from. Just make sure you save that as Local Splash. That's why we also set up the security question. There are bad actors out there, and they start recognizing your place.
Oh, yeah.
And they might try to say, hey, like, we're the guys that did this for you, and whatever the case. If any time your stranger danger radar is up, you can just test us with the security question. And the easy way to do it is, you ask us, what's my security question? And then we say what it is, and then you tell us the answer, and we validate it, okay?
Okay.
So it'll be a
great
two-way validation.
Thank you. Hey, John, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I've got to make a phone call that I missed just now, and then I've got to get in there with my lovely lady because my stress is killing me. So
okay.
So, I appreciate your time, Nicole.
Yeah, I'll process the initial payment for the $199, and then do you have about one more minute just to do the initial recap? Is that okay?
No, not really. I'm so sorry. I really have to go. I'm running behind now. Sorry.
Okay, no worries.
So I can call you back in about an hour.
Yeah, everything's been processed. I'll reach out in about an hour to do the official recap. You should have everything in writing on the invoice and whatnot, but I'll definitely call back in an hour to do the official recap.
Actually,
okay?
I forgot. I'm doing a 90 minutes, so call me back in about an hour and a half.
We'll do.
Call
thanks
me back
so much,
around
Laura.
1 o'clock.
We'll do.
Okay, thanks.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye now.